silence, religiosity, fusion of Punic and Roman elements. This is what this monument reflects. I am in front of Sapra Zonedda, a funerary monument with the typical structure of North African tower mausoleums. What I see in front of me is not only what remains. Looking at it, I can tell the story. The west wind guides me. The monument stood along the south-north axis of the ancient city of Salki, now the center of the modern town. The outer pyramid shape represents the structural core, stripped over the centuries of its outer blocks. At the moment, descent into the interior is not possible, but in the not-too-distant past, those underground rooms were used as a prison. And it is from popular memory that the monument known as the Little Prison takes its current name. I imagine access via the steps of an elbow staircase descending counterclockwise. I find myself in front of a small hall. It is from here that one enters the actual burial chamber. I have just opened a very particular limestone millstone door. It is unique and richly decorated on both sides. Among the decorative motifs, I see the possible depiction of an Hellenistic architectural front, also interpreted as a dokanon, a door. A symbol linked to the cyclical progression of life and death. Here is the funeral chamber. Here are five burial niches. They contain the funerary urns of the deceased. Each stage of the itinerary, one after the other, gives me an emotion. Everything tells me something. Over the centuries, much has been taken away. The exterior decorations, the statues of the tomb's owner, even part of the very core of the building. Step by step, I feel an emotion. Everything tells me something. The West continues to accompany me along the sunset of life, ready for a new rebirth.